So my name is Kelly Hambleton, and I'm going to be talking about tidal excitation. So this is something that occurs in binary systems with short periods that are eccentric, and the gravitational forces that are occurring between the two components are actually variable over time due to the eccentricity, and this actually can cause the stars to pulsate. I'm also working with Don Kurt, Stephen Blumen, John Southworth, and Andre Prichard. So here you can see the short cadence Kepler light curve. This is quarter 3.2. And you can actually see this is a zoomed in version of the top. The primary star is an AM star, and the secondary star is a G-type star. We found the eccentricity to be 0.29 and the separation at periastron to be 8 solar radii. This has actually caused the two stars to show ellipsoidal variation, which you can see here, this big hump in the light curve. And we also found P modes and G modes in the star. It has a Kepler magnitude of 10.8, and the star has been observed for quarters 0, 1, 3.2 in short cadence, 6, and 7 in short cadence. So we used Wilson and Davini to model the light curve for quarter 3.2. Here you can see the black points are the data points, and the red line is the model fit to the data. We also have the blue points here, which are residuals. And a zoomed in version of these, you can see here, this is the pulsation. And here you can see the G modes. And also here you can see the actual P mode variations within the star. So we did some frequency analysis. We used both unmasked and masked data. So by masked data, I mean that during eclipse phase, we removed all the data points so that they wouldn't interfere with any further analysis. So we generated a Fourier transform, and here you can see the G modes and the P modes. And we actually found that some of the G modes were multiples of the orbital frequency. So this is the signature for tidal resonance. So whereas we would have some of these G modes and all of these P modes usually, because the system is in a binary, it actually has more G modes and they are tidally excited. Okay. So come see my poster. Thank you.